Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Coffee Call. We're joined this morning by Lillian Brown with the Marshall County Health Department. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Cindy.
And Lillian is planning a baby shower, but not just any baby shower. It's for everybody.
A community baby shower. Yeah. It's for new and expecting mothers and families. And families, we want the kids to come, we want your husbands, your spouse, your partner to come, grandma and grandpa. We really just want everyone to come who wants to learn more about being a new mom and being a new family. And also, you don't have to be from Marshall County to come. You can be from Lyon County, you can be from McCracken County. Just anyone who wants to learn more about what to expect whenever you are a new mom.
All right, so this is for if you're in your first trimester or your third.
Yes, and even if you just had a baby, too, you know, okay. You just had your due date, you just had your baby, you feel free to come. We want all new moms to come and learn more. We have plenty of vendors that are going to come and have education, and they're going to share what they can benefit you with, like different giveaways.
Do you know who some of those vendors are yet?
Yes, ma'am. So we have a couple of insurance companies coming. So Anthem and Molina will be there. The library will be represented. All of the resource centers for the elementary schools will be there. Hope Clinic, our own health department will have our CHW. So she's going to share some of the community resources. The car seat safety team will be there, which I think is super important. Car seats are very difficult to get into a car, and they are trained to teach you how to do that. So that will be really fun. We will also have nutrition there. Paul Rudd will be there to teach more about prenatal diets and supplements, just so you are as healthy as you can be.
Yeah, and when is the big baby shower?
So it is May 6th. It's a little bit away, but we want you to know now.
So they still have time to get pregnant.
Exactly, exactly. You can find out a week before and still come. But it'll be May 6th. That's a Monday from 4:30 p.m. to 6. And it will be at the Marshall County Public Library, the Benton branch. Okay. And our HANDS program is hosting, so we'll be there with a table. Our WIC program will also be there. And quite a few of our vendors will be doing giveaways and raffles, so you won't only just being shoved information, you'll also get some goodies, so that'll be really fun.
Yeah, no, it's from 4:30 to 6. Is that you pretty much stay there the whole time, or is it come and go?
It's come and go. Okay. New moms are busy. They got to get a lot of stuff done. So we want you guys to walk around, learn what you can, get some goodies, and then feel free to go at any time. We will have refreshments, so we'll have cake and waters. So feel free to get those. But you don't have to stay. So just get in, get out, do what you can, learn what you can.
Yeah, and you're also with the HANDS program.
Yes,
so tell
ma'am.
People about HANDS.
So our HANDS program is our Health Access Nurturing Development Services. It's a voluntary home visitation program. Our staff comes to your house and they visit and they teach you about, you know, keeping baby safe, good sleep habits, other things that are just important to know whenever you have a new baby. And Kaylee Sanders is our supervisor. Her phone number is 270-252-2692, and she can fill you in on any other information. The important thing to know is that you don't have to meet an income requirement to enroll. The only requirement is that you enroll during your pregnancy or before your baby is 90 days old.
Yeah, and this lasts until they're how old, two?
Five. Yes. So it's a pretty extensive program. We want you all to learn as much as you can. And our HANDS staff is extensively trained. There's actually one of our newest HANDS staff is still training, and she's been here for about a couple months now. Mm-hmm. So they keep us up to date, make sure that we are providing families with the best education and the best resources for their new child. So.
Yeah, and the HANDS program, I know it's available in Marshall County, but if there are other counties, that it's available throughout the state.
Yes, it is a state program. So if you live in McCracken, it's available through the Purchase District. If you live in Murray, it's available through Callaway County. Definitely contact your local health department. Our own health department has referral forms that you can get online and at the library in a couple of different buildings. But if you're not from Marshall County, then definitely look at your local health department's website. And I'm sure that they have a different phone number that you can contact to get enrolled.
Yeah, and the HANDS program, like I said, it's really, really beneficial.
Yes.
You know, it takes you from birth up until 5 years old.
Yes, and we don't only, you know, shove education to your face. We also link you to resources that you may need, if that's, you know, help with food, help with clothing. We also educate families on growth and development. We actually have seasonal events. So we have one coming up in the spring for our HANDS family. It's a little spring play day.
Okay.
We're going to go out to the park and just let the kids run wild and have games. So that'll be good, you know, to have them all come together. So not only are we being there for one family, but we're also connecting those families, and they can share, you know, their struggles or their successes. So
yeah, and I'm sure as a HANDS coordinator, if someone's got a question, you go, this family over here, they've already been through that.
Yes, definitely. I personally don't get to work with the families very often. That's, like I said.
Yeah, but I mean, the HANDS coordinators.
Yes, yes. Yes, they always connect the other families together, especially at the events. You know, if they have a question, they're like, actually, you know, this family just said. So that's a really good resource, not only through us, but to connect with other families and understand, you know, what they're going through as well, which I think is powerful.
Yeah.
Nobody knows better than another mom.
Absolutely.
So.
And I know that you told me before, I was kind of shocked at how many families have gone through this and are currently enrolled in it.
Yes. Right now we have 22 families enrolled, and that is of February of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been going up. I think at the end of the last year, we had 21 families, so it's going up slowly. And then we actually had over 50 people at our event in winter.
Oh, that's great.
So it was a really good turnout, really fun. So it's really been going pretty well.
Yeah. And the baby shower, I mean, that'll be a natural progression.
Yes, exactly. That's what we're hoping. We're hoping to have our HANDS families there, and then also they'll be able to advocate for the HANDS program and tell people how helpful we've been. And that's what we hope, is that we can connect the new mothers that come to the HANDS program, and they can continue learning with us.
Right. We're talking with Lillian Brown from the Marshall County Health Department. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back on Coffee Call.